Anthropic Void's unauthorized stock trades as tokens imply 1.6T Anthropic posted a notice on May 11 telling investors that any sale or transfer of its shares without explicit board approval is void and will not be recognized on our books and records. The notice covers direct sales, beneficial interests, forward contracts, special purpose vehicles, and tokenized securities, a sweep that pulls every common workaround used in private secondary markets into the same legal bucket. The policy lands at a moment when on-chain venues are quoting Anthropic at levels far above what its primary investors paid. As of May 12, 2026, implied valuations across Ventuals and pre-stocks reached $1.6 trillion, roughly double the price investors assigned in the company's latest private round. On Forge Global, an off-chain platform, the figure sat near $1 trillion, and one shareholder reportedly offered shares through Saints Capital at $1.15 trillion implied. These markets are not selling actual Anthropic shares. They are selling synthetic exposure, tokens, forwards, and SPV interests that derive their value from the price someone is willing to pay for a future claim on the underlying stock. Anthropic's notice attacks every layer of that stack. Delaware law makes this stance unusually sharp. Under Delaware corporate law, an unauthorized stock transfer can be treated as either voidable or void. The distinction matters because a voidable transfer can still be cured, and downstream buyers retain some equitable defenses. A void transfer, by contrast, was never effective in the first place, and most defenses available to good faith purchasers fall away with it. Crypto lawyer Gabriel Shapiro flagged this in a post that spread quickly through legal and crypto Twitter. Shapiro argued the choice of void rather than voidable gives Anthropic an unusually strong position against any later buyer of a tokenized claim, including parties many transactions removed from the original seller. It also raises a real litigation question. A holder who paid for synthetic Anthropic exposure now owns a contract that may reference shares the issuer refuses to recognize. The notice is consistent with the right of first refusal and transfer restriction language that has been standard in venture-backed cap tables for decades. The difference is enforcement. Most private companies leave the policy on paper. Anthropic is putting tokenized venues on public notice, by category, on a single day. Token markets pricing private equity ventures and pre-stocks have built businesses on the gap between funding round valuations and what investors are willing to pay for pre-IPO exposure today. The product is a perpetual or settlement-linked token, referencing the implied share price. Volume sits in stablecoins. Settlement, in many cases, never touches the cap table at all. Anthropic's notice does not stop those products from trading. A token can keep changing hands as long as buyers and sellers agree on a price. The legal question is what the token represents at settlement. If the issuer rejects the underlying claim, the token becomes a contract for difference against an unrecognized share, not a path to actual ownership. That distinction has been theoretical for tokenized stocks until now. With Anthropic's implied price up around 40% in 24 days, according to one tracker, the gap between on-chain marks and any plausible IPO outcome was already drawing attention. The May 11 notice forces holders to price in a new risk. The issuer's own legal stance, not market liquidity, is the binding constraint. Knock-on effects for tokenized equity. The tokenized stock thesis depends on issuers accepting or at least tolerating secondary trading. Coinbase, Robinhood, and a wave of perp decks have launched or signaled tokenized equity products through 2025 and 2026. Mostly via wrapped instruments that rely on either authorized custody or synthetic exposure. The Anthropic move shows what happens when a private issuer says no in writing. Two things follow. First, any venue listing pre-IPO names should expect more issuers to take Anthropic's lead, particularly companies with concentrated cap tables and contractual transfer restrictions. Second, the legal premium between authorized tokenized equity and synthetic exposure should widen. Products that route through approved custodians and settle into real shares now carry a different risk profile than perpetuals that reference an implied price. For now, Anthropic itself remains private, with no announced IPO timeline. The company is reportedly weighing a $50 billion funding round at a near-trillion-dollar primary valuation, a figure that already sits well below what on-chain markets have been quoting.